Wildcountry.fm, your country favorites. It is time for Wild Country Connects. Being a Monday, it means that we're joined with Jerry Manor from Seacom Federal Credit Union. Jerry, good day.
Well, good day to you too, and certainly glad to be here.
Glad that you are here. We are going to be talking about something that is, well, really can't be stressed enough.
Well, that's right. I talk about this all the time. It might seem like it gets a little boring, but it's important. And that's saving. You know, it's so important to save. Build your financial security, reach your goals. There's so many things you need to do. You know, it gives you the financial freedom if you have a decent savings account to make smart decisions with your finances. So, you know, every dollar you save is one more step toward living life on your terms because it gives you that backup, basically, whether it's a new car, your dream home, paying down debt, committing to savings will definitely help you reach your goals. Of course, the first goal, we've talked about this before, is the emergency savings account, because as you know, emergencies happen. And, you know, it might be a car breakdown, might be, an appliance or furnace or something like that. There are many things that can come out of the blue. So it's really important to start there with an emergency savings account. Now, how much, you know, they say, use the big they in parentheses, meaning the financial experts say that you should be saving 10% of your take-home pay. Okay, that's a good place to start. Maybe you can't, though. Maybe it's not in the cards in your current situation. What I say is you should save something, you know, whatever it happens to be, and make it regular. Make it automatic, because remember, what's automated gets done. So maybe what you want to do is when that direct deposit hits your checking account, have it set up so that a little bit of it goes into your emergency savings account. You know, whatever it happens to be, if you can only afford, you know, $20, make it $20 or whatever it is. And as things change for, if they get better, you want to maybe increase that a little bit. How much should you have in your emergency savings account? Well, that's hard to say, really. You know, they're talking about 3 to 6 months of living expenses. I think maybe you want to start with maybe a dollar goal. Maybe say $500. I want $500 in my emergency savings account. Or maybe I want $1,000. And then, you know, look at your financial situation, what you think could happen that would be an emergency. How much do you need to take care of that without going into debt? Because that's the important thing. You don't want to have to go into debt for those emergencies. Once you feel you're comfortable with your emergency savings account, then you can start setting some other saving goals. You know, maybe you want to save for that down payment on a vehicle loan. Remember, you get a better deal if you have a down payment. You're probably going to need a down payment if you're going to buy a house and want to finance it. So that could be a saving goal. Maybe it's just a vacation next year. I mean, if spring ever gets here, you know, I mean, maybe we want to go south and have a little warmth. But anyway, whatever it happens to be, you can start saving for those goals. And then when you go on that trip, you'll be able to, you know, yeah, use the credit card. That's great. But when you get back, you pay it off so you don't pay any interest. And that's the whole idea with saving. You want to make sure that you have enough in there to give you peace of mind. And that's what it does. You know, we've talked about budgets before, and they will give you financial peace of mind, but so will having that emergency savings account and, you know, money saved for all different things. And of course, one more note to pass along. You want to make sure it's saved in something that's guaranteed. You know, banks have the F-credit unions have the NCUA. Savings accounts are backed up by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which means that if something happens, you're going to get your money back. Whereas if you stick it under your mattress and your house burns down, you're out that money. So again, think about saving. It's an important topic and something you really want to start even a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, but do it.
Every little bit helps.
Indeed.
Well, again, joining us today, Jerry Manor from Seacom Federal Credit Union. Jerry, I appreciate your time, and I know we'll talk to you again next week.
You will. Thank you very much.